Buenos días. Estamos muy emocionados de estar aquí. Mi nombre es Juan. Estoy pastor Obenes. Obenes es loco, ¿sí? ¿Sí? Sí. It's great to be back. Thank you so much for... That's all the Spanish I know. I basically said I'm super excited that we're all here. My name's John. I'm the youth pastor, and youth are crazy. And that usually got a good round of applause when I said that. So, yeah. So we just got back a few weeks ago from our trip to Mexico. We are back here to tell stories, to say a huge thank you. Everybody, thank you.
Thank you.
Because we were so blessed by our congregation financially through prayer. I know we had so many people praying for us. And so we are very thankful. We want to just share some of the things that happened. Sort of the bare bones of what we did from August 2nd to supposed to be 11th, but ended up being the 12th. We took 9 high schoolers and 4 of us young adults down to San Quintin, Mexico, which is 7 hours south of San Diego on the Baja Peninsula. We went there to build a house for a family who was in desperate need. We learned about this family through an organization called One Life, One Chance. And everything that that organization does is through the local church. So through one of the churches, they found out about this family, and we were connected with them. And that's how we got to get down there and help them out. To give you some background on the area, the reason that there are so many families that are in need, the main economy in this area is farming. And a lot of the farmers will employ people from further south in Mexico, even down to Guatemala, and they'll promise them great paying jobs and great places to live. And when they get up, not all of what they're promised is delivered. Many people live off of between $8 to $12 a day, which, though may seem, while that's more than I've heard of some countries, their goods and services do not reflect that wage. As we found when we were grocery shopping to outfit some of the some things in the house, many of the groceries are comparable to our groceries in price. So to live here off of $8 to $12 a day would be nearly impossible, especially when you're feeding a number of kids. And so this is the situation of the family that we are there to help. Yeah, so with that, this family really didn't have any funds to be able to buy proper materials to make a house. She had pulled together some cardboard and plastic and had just made a bare bones house with no door, no nothing. It was pretty rough and subject to a lot of illness, or, you know, there's a lot of stray dogs that might come in, or bugs or anything like that. So being able to offer them, provide for them a house was really an immediate relief to a very desperate situation. So the way this our time is going to look, we're going to spend some time sharing a couple different stories. We have a quick video. We'll share a couple more stories, and I'll wrap things up. And I hope that God speaks to you through some of these stories, and that we are an extension, that we are part of the same church, and this is a huge part of people going away, is coming back and telling stories about what God has been doing. And so I'll hand it over to Haley Bennett to start here.
Okay, so first I'm going to read 1 John 2:16 to 18. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay our lives down for our brothers. If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need, but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. Okay, so one of the main things that I took away from this trip was how strong everyone's faith is down there. Almost every single person we met in Mexico was such a strong believer, and they had such a strong faith in Jesus. And I think that's mostly because they have so little that they really cling to the hope in Jesus. And that's really encouraging to me personally, because I think that sometimes we can get so caught up in all of our things and all of our stuff that we own, and sometimes it distracts us from our relationship from God, and that's not good. We also had the privilege of going to the church down in Mexico, which was one of my favorite things that we did. They're so like excited and happy, and it's really unstructured compared to our church. They just go with the flow. They just do whatever. And it was really interesting seeing how they pray, because whenever the pastor started to pray, almost every single person in the church would also pray out loud, and there'd just be like over 20 people all praying at the same time out loud. And it was just amazing to hear all of their like passion and emotion, and just, yeah, it was unbelievable. And that was probably my favorite thing. And yeah, I'll never forget it.
Hey, so the main thing I took down from there was probably the power of prayer, because when I was down there, I got sick pretty bad. It was the worst on Thursday, probably. And I just had tons of people praying for me, tons of support, and it was just crazy. I had dehydration, I couldn't hear well, I couldn't see well, and just all this stuff. So I went down to the emergency in Mexico to start with. They hooked me up with an IV, did some tests, and they said I had Hep A and I needed to get back to America or Canada to get treatment. So basically, you know, I got out, got on the bus, and we were going through the border, and everybody started praying because we went through a spot we weren't supposed to go through, because we're rebels, you know, Christians, we do that. So we were praying for this, and you need registration or something. It's kind of like a fast pass lane. We didn't have any of that. We were just praying. We get up there, and they're like, go ahead, just go right through. So that was pretty crazy, because it never happens for them. So we got through, got on a plane, just me, Jeevan. He's not here today, I don't think, and another lady. Or he is? Okay, hi, Jeevan, wherever you are. Okay, anyways, so I got up here. They did some more blood work and tests and stuff, and it turns out I didn't have Hep A. Everyone was just praying for it, and I just think it was a miracle for that. That was great. But yeah, just the power of prayer. You see tons of things. Like, it's crazy. It's good stuff. It's really good. And yeah, that was it.
Yeah, That was a scary time when Chris got really sick and we had to go to the hospital. And there are a few things that we were taking a van, and we actually switched to go in a bus. And the van actually waited in the border lineup for about 2.5 hours, and we went straight through. And fortunate enough, also Jeevan, who's here and part of our church as well, was serving down there the whole summer and was flying back the same day that we were trying to get Chris to fly back. And we actually got him on the same flight. So a number of just really cool things that just aligned up for us, and just you can say, wow, thank you, God, so much, and all the things that he had done. At this point, we have a quick video we'd like to show you guys, and so this is just going to show sort of what happened throughout the week and some of the different things. So, yeah. Tyler had put that together for us, and so thank you so much for doing that, Tyler, and he was sort of our photographer throughout the week. And yeah, this is Danny, and he has another story that he wanted to share with us.
Hello. So the whole like thing impacted me greatly, but one of the most important things, or one thing that stood out for me, was when we were playing soccer, me, Jason, and Dawson, this little boy ran up to us and was like, said something in Spanish, and we were all like, okay. And then Jason was like, because he knows a bit of Spanish, he was like, he said something about a baby. So we were like, just tell him to go home, because we were kind of confused. And then he came back and he was like, the baby's dying, so we were a bit concerned. So we got a translator, which came with us, and then the boy led us to his house, which is very dirty and poor, and he led us to a room which had a baby and a mom, and the mom was crying, and the mom was saying, like, the baby's sick, it has a fever, and it had weird blotches on it, like its stomach, and he said it was dying. So then she said, I know you can't give us medicine or anything, but all I ask for is your prayer. So then we got the pastor and the mom, and a few other people came with us, and then we all prayed for the baby, which was insane, because like Haley was saying, we all prayed together and out loud, which was crazy. And then, when we were all praying, I felt, like, the spirit in the room and, like, God. And, like, I've never really felt that before. So it was pretty crazy for me. And then afterwards, the mom was saying how the fever was gone and the blotches were gone and the baby was healed. And then for me, that was just insane because I've never witnessed something like that. And that was the first like miracle I've witnessed, which was, again, insane. Like the whole trip was. And it was really surreal for me because I've never witnessed anything like that before. And that impacted me personally because it made my faith stronger and really showed me that God is real and God is good. And from there on, it's just been like, I've just wanted to learn more about God and worship Him more. And the whole trip was just amazing. Thank you all for everything. Yeah.
So yeah, God was doing some pretty amazing things while we were in Mexico. And as you see in the pictures and heard the stories, we are truly blessed. And we are so thankful for your prayers and your support throughout. And there are many other stories. I encourage any of you to come and ask any of our students about their experience. Our goal going down to Mexico was this. It was to show Christ's love in tangible ways and experience his transformational work both in ourselves and in the people that we served. Building this house for this family was immediate relief, for they had desperate needs. And we were able to help them significantly to live in a really healthy way. This trip was also an opportunity for us to allow our students to engage in cross-cultural missions, to engage in serving others in a different part of the world, exposing them to new cultures, a new way of doing church, a new way of doing prayer. Expose them to real challenges and real adversity as we suffered through many different things. Our students gave everything they had, and I'm truly, truly proud of each one of you. There are a few things I'd like to share about this trip. One of them that was, it was really challenging, with the heat, you have different food, different locations. We battled through a great deal of sickness, pretty much every single person, dealing with, you know, challenges within our team, challenges outside of our team, changing flights, canceled flights. It was a challenging trip. We were pushed to our limits, pretty much every single one of us. And it's in those times that you're pushed to your limits that often God shows you something new. Or when you're pushed to those limits, God chooses to use you in your vulnerability to do something amazing. Like what Danny shared, just sort of open hands. God uses that for his good and his glory. And we truly do give God all the glory. As Haley had shared, we did get a chance to be a part of their church service, the church that Reynalda and her family attended. And they must have stopped for prayer two or three times during the service, both just in open prayer time as well as altar calls where people would come forward for prayer. Each time, so many people would come forward and ask for prayer or just pray on their own, and really earnest prayers. You know, people crying out to God, out loud, tears being shed, all of this. Following their church service, a number of our students were a little bit taken aback by a lot of the people's response to the prayer times, sort of asking questions about, wow, this is really intense, their church services. And one of the things we talked about is oftentimes you don't know Jesus is all you need until Jesus is all you've got. And for many of these people, they really, truly do rely solely on Jesus for basic needs and everything. And though they may suffer from physical hunger, they know that God will satisfy their spiritual hunger. And they find their satisfaction in that. And that's truly evident in each one of them. And as we return, the question was then posed to each one of us. We are all spiritually hungry. We live in a culture that prides itself on comfort.
And yet that comfort can often keep us from depending and trusting in God. And our comfort can oftentimes hold us back from growth. I mean, you don't buy a lazy boy to improve your posture. So I think one of the questions that each one of us should ask, and each one of you as well, is who or what is satisfying your spiritual hunger? There are many different things that we can use to dampen the sound of that hunger, or band-aids that we can put over this gaping wound that we have, but it won't truly satisfy. And so my question to each one of us is, what is satisfying our spiritual hunger? And as we went through prayer this whole summer, it really is, as we've shared, power of prayer. A constant conversation with God, devoting time to being in His Word, devoting time to being in His presence. We are truly grateful for the support and the prayer and everything. And so I thought to end off, we could all pray together that God would be, that God would satisfy us and be all that we need. And as we've shared before, sort of the Mexican way of prayer was that everybody would pray out loud at the same time. And so let's all try that together. So let's all pray out loud. And I will close our time just saying, in Jesus' name we pray, amen. And that will be the close of our, a bit of a chaotic prayer time. And that's okay. So let's all pray together. Dear Lord, would you please be with us and satisfy us.